Blog Talk Radio.
This is Real Talk on Global Social Radio. Yeah. So death.
Rockarola for definitely holding me down, making sure the show's still running and everything is going well. You guys had lots of fun on Monday in Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta was popping. A lot of people came out to support the movement. You guys, there's a lot of people in there, and there's definitely a lot of people. There was a lot of people in there that weren't on Global 14, but as you can tell, the numbers on Global 14 are rising, so that means that people are signing up. And that's a good thing. This tour was needed. You know, I think it was a good thing that this tour popped up. Well, the other thing is, who we saw out there, we saw Big Gip, Jonathan came out. Jonathan was cool as hell. For any of y'all, though, you know, you see Jonathan on Living the Life videos, and I did ask him, you know, where he's been. So he was back home for a little bit, and now he's back. So we'll see more of him soon, and he's working on some new projects and stuff like that. So stay tuned for that, and hopefully we'll be able to get him on the show soon. Also, there was a lot of producers in the house. Everybody had a really good time. I mean, at first we got there, and they didn't want us to sit. This was at Vanquish, by the way, in Atlanta. So first of all, you have to, when you go to Vanquish, you have to have hard bottom shoes on. But, you know, because it was Global 14 party, they made some exceptions. I almost didn't get in myself, but we're not going to worry about that part. But either way, it's a really nice spot, and we pretty much took over. You know, we just started standing on couches and everything, jamming. Everyone had a good time. I mean, Chip was there. Chip chugged some Ciroc like it was water. You guys, I mean, Corey was in there, Taz. I mean, everybody was in there clowning and having a really good time. The ladies was out. I didn't see any bad lace fronts or anything like that, but it's all good. Definitely, you guys, the tour tonight is in Memphis. Go to global14.com and RSVP. It might be a little late for some of you right now because what happens is you have to RSVP right now, like earlier in the day, and you'll get a confirmation around 6 o'clock or a little bit before. So you guys don't waste any time. Right now you can go ahead and RSVP for the rest of the tour, right, all the way through Miami now. Miami wasn't up for a minute, but now Miami is up. So go ahead and RSVP, and emails and stuff start, you know, coming out around 4 and all the way up until 6, okay? All right, so the other thing is, what I want to make sure that everyone understands is that we really do need more interns. We need Twitter goons. We need more people that are just going to go ahead and just crowd and tear up Twitter and let everybody know Global 14 is on, you know, on Twitter, on Twitter, excuse me. Everybody, I need everyone to understand that Global 14 is here. We need to go ahead and crowd and take over Twitter. Also on global14.com, we definitely need to make sure our new members know what's going on and know there is a radio show and everything else. So be looking for a bigger and better promotion campaign starting up real soon. So if you guys want to be a part of the team, definitely hit me up at crush on global14.com. That is the only way that you will be able to be a part of the show. You have to be a Global 14 member, all right? You can't just hit me up on Twitter and say, I want to be a part of it. I need you to go to global14.com and make sure you hit me up at Crush, all right? Even if you want to do a new segment, you want to add something, definitely hit me up. Everyone can get an opportunity. You guys just have to be dedicated, and you definitely have to be a lifer, all right? That's all it takes. Well, excuse me. I'm a little winded today. But you guys, last night, and a lot of us do know that Heavy D passed away. There's a lot of reports out there. Excuse me, you guys. I haven't been on the show, so I'm kind of stuttering and shit. But I'm going to get it together. Heavy D passed away yesterday. A lot of reports are coming out saying he had pneumonia. I really am waiting for the autopsy report to come out, and if that's what it is, definitely, you guys, take care of yourself. It's flu season, and, you know, a lot of people are getting sick, and there's a bug out there, so definitely take care of yourself. But it's unfortunate because this man was young. 44 years old is very, very young. Pneumonia took away our legend. Heavy D is a legend. And one of the things that I noticed on Twitter was that he was loved by so many people. He touched so many people. He's such a positive influence on a lot of people. And I want people to understand something. I haven't really followed much on Heavy D, but last night it just made me realize is that you guys, you have to celebrate these type of people right now. You know, Heavy D, so many people were distraught and upset. And I know this was just something that no one probably expected, but you know what? It's unfortunate that right now everyone wants to celebrate this man's life, and he was such a positive influence and has such a big heart, and it's coming through Twitter. It's like it's touching me, and I've never met him before in my life, but I grew up on his music. So definitely today our show is dedicated to Heavy D and you know, his music. We have a lot of classics out there. This is Heavy D, you know, where we can actually listen to his music with our parents right now. If, you know, I can call my mom up right now and she'll know some of his hits. You know, it's one of those things where everybody that is, you know, in their 30s or whatever, you know, they know Heavy D. Definitely I want to shout out to Monifa. She did that song Miss You with Heavy, and I know she's not, you know, definitely upset about that. So, and we had her, she was one of our first guests on the show. But, you know, you guys, so many people have been affected by this man's death. I really want people to call in at 760-913-4119. And I want to know, why do we wait until someone passes away to celebrate them? So I want to get to my boy Jeezy, because I haven't talked to him in a minute. My boy Jeezy, so why do you think people pass away? You know, people have to damn near die in order for us to celebrate them. You know, how do you feel about that?
You know, I'd like to say I am surprised by that fact, but I'm honestly kind of not, because I think most people, they don't really know what they have until they lose it, or really thought about losing it. You know, that reaction just doesn't hit until it actually happens. So, and I think it's very unfortunate, because I think if we could realize it while we had chance to spend more time with somebody, we definitely would. We wouldn't take things for granted like we usually do. I think it's a shame.
Yeah, definitely. It's amazing that, you know, right now I have a lot of really great friends, a lot of people that all of the people that are really close to me and I talk to every day, I'm kind of like I'm influenced by them in some type of way. And maybe I don't tell them that enough. And I feel like, you know, maybe from now on that should be my job, to make sure I tell my friends that I appreciate them and tell them that, you know, you have some type of effect on my life, so that they know. Because it's something that you don't want to happen, is to have your fans, you're not your fans, but your friends, you know, pass away, and you never got to tell them how much you appreciated them, how much you loved them, and all those other things. And I really, I really want to encourage people to really start getting back to appreciating the people that are around you, whether it's family and friends, more than a loved one, you know, whoever you're married to, if you're in a relationship, you know, don't be afraid to tell someone how much you appreciate them, no matter how much they've messed up. The bottom line is if you love that person, let them know that you love them. Maybe that's what it is. They don't feel like, you know, they don't feel like you care. Maybe that's what it is. And this could be the thing that might get them to act right because, oh, dang, she really does love me or he really does love me. So, once again, I want to encourage everyone, call somebody up and let them know how much you appreciate them and all the stuff that they do, even if it's not something for you. But if you have a friend that always goes out their way for other people, definitely, you know, let them know, like, I see you and I appreciate everything that you do. All right? So what I want to do right now is go into a quick commercial break. We have a couple of songs that we want to play in respect for Heavy D. And when we come back, we'll get into the quickies for the day.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Uh-huh.
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah,
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
What you got?
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah,
lots of dudes and stuff, backyards with swimming pools, bars with stools and stuff, fancy food, lobster, sushi, yeah, Versace, Gucci, crazy Lucci. I know your ammo, you do ammo on a paycheck. You get a herb from the verb and show them no respect. Middle name, price tag, first name, gotcha. Start a smoke, got on a roll, now they can't stop ya. Talking about, hey boo, how you do? The clown up town said you ran through his crew. I give you props and your credit cause it's due, but I ain't that clown and my crew ain't that crew. Time's too hard to be faking like I'm dating on some steak and whining and dining. I ain't tricking on no chicken. Leave it up to me, I close the whole damn store on ya. I got nothing but love for ya.
I got nothing but love for ya,
baby. I got nothing but love for ya, honey. I got nothing but love for ya, baby. I got nothing but love for ya, honey. I got nothing but love for ya, baby. I got nothing but love for ya, honey. I got nothing but love for ya, baby. I got nothing but love for ya, honey. I'm not the H-E-R-B, but I'm your H-E-A-B. Why that D? Don't test me, don't ask me for nothing. For Nathan, for Jeff, for Doobly Squad. You can do me not, you plan on block on who be hot and trying to hit the slot. I know you're low pro style, you're low ho profile. Kick a brother in the gut and then you smile. I must admit, I really dig your operation. Every time we on the phone, you got the sexy conversation. So now you hope to be the woman of my dream. And while I'm sleeping, you be keeping robbing me clean. I see you hanging on the corners with the rest of your girl crew. Standing by the gutter with your booty cutter. So who's the honey dip? Down with the money grip. Always got a plan and a scam to get some money quick. Always getting with the next man, the one with the checks and setting up a trap with the set.
Yeah.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
What you got?
I got nothing.
Definitely classics. If anybody knows anything about those two songs, I mean, yo, you can still jam to them today. Like I said, once again, it's one of those things where we should have celebrated this man, especially with all the love that he's getting right now. We should have been celebrated him. And I'm definitely, you know, saddened by this loss. We lost a legend yesterday. So once again, rest in peace, Heavy D. And we're going to continue to play more music throughout the show. So, all right, you guys. Welcome back. We're here. Let's get into these quickies for the day. My boy Jeezy, what you got on the top 10 most stolen cars, yo? What's up with this? I'm looking at this list and I'm tripping by it.
Yeah, I had a list yesterday of top 6 most overpriced.
Oh, hello? Hello?
Oh, sorry, my phone messed up. Thank you, T-Mobile.
Okay.
Anyways, this is top 10. I came across a list yesterday. I don't know if I'm repeating myself. I don't know when I cut off. But anyways, yesterday I had a list of top six of the most overpriced items. But today I came across this list, and I think, you know, it's interesting as well. The 10 most stolen, and this is based in America, the 10 most highest stolen car in America, and this is one of my favorites, it's on my bucket list for my garage, is Mercedes-Benz CL Class. And then coming in at number 9, a Cadillac STS. Number 8, Infiniti M Class. Number 7, a Chrysler 300. The new ones, by the way, are crispy. Number 6, a Mitsubishi Gallant. Number 5, a Honda S2000. Number 4, a Dodge Charger. Number 3, a BMW M5. And all I got to say about this is I'd rather have the M6. I know they're two complete. One's an SUV crossover, one's a car.
Right.
But upgrade the swag. Get the M6. And number 2, a Ford Shelby GT. I can understand that. And the first highest stolen car in America is an Audi S8. And actually, I read a report once that said Audis were the most common cars in general to get stolen.
Yo, like, okay, first of all, I thought you could steal a BMW. I thought that if you didn't have the key, that it would get to a certain point and it would cut off. I thought the engine automatically cuts off. That's what
I was really. Yeah, I mean, when I saw this list, and I mean, I'd say several of these are nicer cars, like the Mercedes and the Cadillac and the BMW and the Audi, and especially the Shelby. Like, I was rather surprised to see that these were some of the top most stolen cars. Like, you think these manufacturers, like a Mercedes-Benz CL class, like, you're going to put out between 90 and 120,000 for a brand new one. And I saw that, and I'm thinking, you think they would do something, so this isn't one of the most high, one, that your car isn't as such a high risk to be stolen.
Right.
If you're driving one of these, it's probably not good for your insurance rate either.
Right. Right. Wow.
Just to make matters worse.
Right. All right, so what do you got about this this coach, Joe Paterno, retiring? This was a blow. Everybody was surprised at this one, but... considering the circumstances, I could see why. But, you know, get into this story because I'm sure, I don't know if a lot of people have heard about this story, but I definitely want to know more about it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was very curious myself because I kept seeing it, but I'm not really a Penn State fan, so I never really looked into it. But today somebody brought it up, and I was asking my roommate about it, and then he wasn't exactly sure of the circumstances, but I looked it up. And Joe Paterno is head coach of Penn State's football program, and he's coached at Penn State for 46 years.
Damn.
Now, that number right there is impressive. That is a long-ass time for anyone to be anywhere. So, I mean, he's definitely put in his work. Now, there was accusations that came out that Joe Paterno has been molesting or sexually assaulting 8 boys over the last 15 years. And now, another odd thing about coming across all these 8 boys is he's met them all at charity events.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he was very sorry, of course. He said he was very sorry. He said, and he completely denied everything. He said he would not do such a thing. You know, he puts the school's best interest in his own interest. So I think it'll be very interesting to see how this will all turn out. But he's been at Penn State for a very long time, and he's retiring at the end of this football season.
Wow. Well, I know I was watching the View. Excuse me. Sorry about that. That was rude. I was watching the View today, and like they were saying, like, you know, someone witnessed the guy, they witnessed Joe molesting these boys, excuse me. They witnessed him and nothing was done about it. It was reported to the higher authorities, but it wasn't reported to the police. And I think one of my questions that I had as well, you know, when you see something like this, you know, why do people turn the other cheek? They just throw it in someone else's lap and hope that they'll handle it. But I really think that, you know, that's where they failed, because the guy didn't get fired. What happened was it's almost like they pretty much wanted to protect the interests of, you know, the university. So how do you feel about that, knowing that someone actually witnessed some of this going down, and they didn't call the cops? They just reported it to the higher authorities as far as it within the university.
Yeah, I mean, for this to be going on for 15 years and for nothing to happen, it's a very sad thing, and 8 boys fell victim to this.
Yeah,
or at least
and,
that's the number we currently have. Who knows if there will be more to turn up or not.
I'm sure there will be. It's one of the things that is very hard for men to admit. I know that before I got out of the military, they started having this program where people could report sexual assaults. And one of the things that was alarming is that so many different men that were serving had been assaulted, especially after coming home, after drinking. You know, we talked about that on another show, about a man getting violated while he was drunk, you know, the craziness that happens. But at the same time, also it was, you know, people in the position, you know, your supervisor or whatever, trying to control you and trying to make you do these things, and flexing their, you know, their rank and everything else on a lot of men, and a lot of men started coming forward. But it's definitely hard for these boys, and definitely my heart goes out to them. I can't imagine. People are probably trying to figure out who. So, you know, I don't even want to know who, and I hope that they don't start giving a list of names out. But definitely this guy needed to, he needed to be gone. So.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway, let's go ahead and get into another huge story that came out today. Brett Ratner, he resigned, and because he said the word fag. And you guys, let me just say this, because what he happened to say was, I guess there was something said about, you know, practicing or rehearsing, and he was just like, only, and don't quote me on this, but pretty much saying, you know, only fags go to rehearsal or whatever. That's what he said. So, you know, my whole thing is on that, that term could be interpreted in a lot of things. Unfortunately, we've become a society that words hurt more than the actual act. A lot of people say that word. A lot of people say a lot of things, but they mean something else, and they don't really mean any harm by it. And I know we shouldn't say certain things, but I really want people to stand up and say, look, he just didn't mean anything by it. It's a term. A lot of people use the term. Unfortunately, somebody overheard it, and they reported it. And it's unfortunate because he is a talented man. A lot of people say a lot of stuff behind closed doors. And the thing to me is that everybody wants to point the finger, and now they want to say, okay, he's homophobic and all this other stuff. That doesn't mean that he's homophobic, because a lot of homosexual people use the term, okay? Regardless if it's right or wrong, all I'm saying is there's a lot of people that use the term, and they don't mean anything by it, as far as saying. He wasn't saying all gay people, it's gay for people that rehearse or anything else. He wasn't saying that only gay people rehearse. That's not what he was saying. That term could be used as showing a sign of weakness. That word does not define you. Words don't define you, people. And I think we need to get past a lot of this stuff. I don't know, Jeezy, how you feel about certain things that are used, but I think we emphasize too much on words.
You know, I really do agree with that, because he even said in an interview whether or not he was covering himself up. It's not like I don't know him personally or anything.
Right.
But, I mean, he was just kind of like, he didn't use the word in that context. I don't think he should have resigned. I'm not saying, you know, when you're publicly speaking, I'm not, you said this was behind closed doors, but I mean, when you're somewhat of a figure in society, you really have to watch what you say.
Right.
And basically, it's like you have to give up your life, and you always have to watch yourself 24/7, because you really don't know who's listening. And from the report I read, a lot of things said that he did not mean it the way it was interpreted, but somebody took it the wrong way. And I think it's a shame, because he lost out on this amazing opportunity for saying what he said. I'm not trying to justify
right.
him saying it was right, but
right.
I mean, I just don't really think it's fair in society that he's losing this amazing opportunity for a talent he has over something that just slipped up.
Right.
He just didn't mean it that way, and he apologized for it. Like,
right.
I mean, what more can one person do? There's a difference between slipping up on a word and going out and doing something against a community or something like that. Like, he wasn't bashing anyone in specific.
Right. Well, that wasn't all that came out of it. And what we're going to do is go ahead and get into another quick commercial break, give you guys some more Heavy D music, some more of his hits, rest in peace to Heavy D. And then we'll come back to that story because our girl Renita actually has some more because some more came out of this. And it's kind of like a, I guess you can, it's a rippling effect right now. So definitely you guys stay tuned. Renita is going to give some more details about this in her Spill Tea segment. All right. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yeah. same mentality. Close the door, dim the lights, everything's okie dokie. Cold aesthetic, all right. Now about oil, warm from the heat. I can take your body down from your head to your feet. Make you smile from a simple kiss. Close your eyes and I'll grant your first wish. Open your arms and wrap me tight like a teddy bear. Then take your fingers and run it through my hair. Many a call and the chosen of few. But all I want to know is it good to you?
More of Heavy D, some more of his classics. Definitely, you guys, we lost a legend, but he's still here with us. We're going to continue to keep playing some of his classics through the rest of the week. And like I said, you know, rest in peace to Heavy D. And I want to continue to keep saying, you guys, you know, tell someone today that you appreciate them and you love them. Don't wait until they get sick or until they pass away. The time is now to start appreciating the friendships that you have, the people that are loyal to you. You know, stop giving so much credit and so much attention to people that don't care about you. Celebrate the people that you know are loyal to you today. All right? So, once again, let's get into our spill tea of the day. My girl, Renita, what's up? What you got for us?
Crush, I think there's something you want to tell me.
What you talking about?
What, you just gave that Grammy Oscar-winning speech, and I know you're about to do your thank yous, and I feel like there's something you want to say to me today.
You know what? All right, you know what? You deserve it. All right, I just want to let everybody know. I can't stand you. Even though I mute Renita all the time, Renita helps me out a lot, you guys. She helps a lot of people out. But definitely, she is our talent relations department all by herself. She gets a lot of this stuff done for us. And I'm going to say live on air that this is forever my dog. She's loyal to me. She's loyal to the projects. And, The company that we have, Rock and Roller, we have so many great things in the works, and definitely it has a lot to do with Renita. So as a friend and your business partner, I want to say thank you, and I might love you a little bit.
Oh, and now I have all these witnesses, and I'm going to keep this and save it.
Whatever. Anyways, get on with the damn spill tea.
Feeling neutral, fresh.
All right,
guys, we're going to go ahead and get into this spill tea really quick. First of all, let me cover this Brett Ratner. I'm going to do something a little different today. I actually had a pleasure of meeting Brett, and he is one of the most funniest guys and nice guys I've ever met, and it kind of sucks that, you know, when you get casual with talking a certain way, you know, things
right.
happen. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it's misfortunate that all this is going down because he really is a nice guy, and he does a lot for community. Like, people don't realize he does a lot for the community. But I guess friends of a feather flock together or stick together or however you want to see it, but they're buddies. And looks like Eddie Murphy is stepping down from hosting the Oscars. He's released a statement where he didn't directly say that he was quitting due to Brett, but
sources close to him have said that they are very tight, and apparently the board is really trying to push Brett out the door, and they're letting it, you know, be a nice exit as him stepping down, but, you know, those old fuddy-duddies are like, uh-uh, bad press, we're not doing it. So it looks like Brett stepping down and Eddie Murphy is out. Now, Evelyn Lozada of Basketball Wives is the newest member of Cash Money. I was going to try to say this without laughing, but it didn't work. So, yeah. So I heard this, and I'm like, wait, is she trying to be like the next Nicki Minaj? Is she trying to be, what, Ashanti? What's going on?
Right.
Nope. Good old baby over there at Cash Money is starting a media section which will have books and films. So even though she's technically signed to Cash Money, she is doing her first book called The Wives Association. And it's going to be a loose reaccountment of her life. Now, crush. I don't even care about Evelyn. I mean, I'm sure the book will be good because, girl, you've done some scandal, so I hope you put it in there.
Right.
But, Crush, how do you feel about Cash Money from where it started to where it's going? Like, they're really starting to branch off into, like, so many different medias right now. What do you think?
Right. Like I said before when we did the interview with Silk the Shocker, and I think that when you look at how No Limit Records and everything that Master P and them did, and, you know, they pretty much paved the way for Cash Money and for these people to do these things. And I think it's a smart thing to do. I mean, you can't just do music. I mean, I think they're killing the game when it comes to music, but I don't know. I guess I'll just sit back and watch and see, you know, what kind of stuff they put out. I don't know what else to say about it because that was really odd. So odd.
I know,
story.
And you know, it's coming. They haven't said it, but you know, Drake in a Cash Money movie that's probably going to go straight to DVD, though. sorry, but I'm sure it will. Is coming because if they're venturing in films, I'm sure. Watch,
right.
It's going to be like a love story with him and Nicki Minaj.
Oh,
I love it. And, right, I'm gagging over here myself. And the sweet tea for the day, what female actress is about to be exposed for cutting? Now, this actress has been seen in movies and television, more so television recently, but has, if anyone's noticed and is a fan of this, Scarlett has been wearing, like, long sleeves a lot, so... A close personal person, I would say.
Right.
Yeah, person. To the actress is threatening to out the actress to the media to help her. Now, I don't know how many friends I have that would out me to the media to help me. So
right.
That sounds like a little shadiness all in its own. But, Crush, you think you know who it is?
I don't know. It could be a whole bunch of people. Who the hell knows who that is? It's probably a whole bunch of them cutting themselves up.
Right, which is sad. See, we are going to hell, Crush, for laughing.
No, let me just say this. You know, even with the Brett Ratner story, celebrities are normal people. We just, you know, they happen to be in the limelight, and they have real problems. You know what I'm saying? These people are not robots. So... I think there's a lot of them that have issues, you know, so there's no telling who this could be, so I can't wait for you to reveal this answer tomorrow.
Maybe I will, maybe I won't. But
oh, that's some bullshit.
Know,
what you mean?
You know, give us a, what? Hey, that's why it's called the sweet cheat of the day. So if you think you might know this answer, 760-913-4119 is the number to call. Give us a call. I'm still waiting on the answer for the sweet tea from the other day. So come on, lifers, get it together. Put your thinking caps on. This is your girl, Renita, with your spilt tea for the day. here on Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. You can catch me on Global 14. I'm at Rock and Rolla, RockNRolla.
All right, well, thank you, Renita. Maybe you should repost the sweet tea from the other day and then post this and this one as well and see what everyone on Global 14 is saying about it. Hopefully someone can give that answer. Let's see if anybody has a correct answer. What you think?
I think that sounds good, but you know what? I just got this just in, so tomorrow I may have an exclusive off the set of Glee. Ooh, it's a little candle. I'm excited.
All right. Well, once again, you guys, if you know the sweet tea for the day, hit us up. Let us know. Hit Renita up at Rock and Rolla on global14.com. Once again, I want to say that if you are trying to go to the 14 and 14 parties, make sure you go ahead and RSVP as soon as possible. Keep in mind you are not going to get your confirmation email until the day of, all right? You should get it by 6 p.m. Your time. So definitely stay tuned for that. You can go ahead and RSVP all the way up until the end of the tour. Now, Miami is now available for you to RSVP. And I will be in Miami. I thought I was going to make the Dallas one, but I'm still stuck in Atlanta. So I want you guys to meet me in Miami. Let's see. Let's do a repeat of Atlanta on Monday, which was hot. I mean, we had a lot of fun. So definitely I hope a lot of lifers are making plans to make it to Miami. All right? That's actually this Sunday in Miami. All right, so once again, I want to thank JD. I want to thank all the people that continue to support us, all the lifers. I want to thank the listeners, those that might be listening for the first time. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please hit me up on global14.com at Crush. You can find us all on Global 14. You can hit us up on Twitter at Global14 and at G14 Radio. That's G14 Radio. I don't know what else to say, you guys. Today we had a really good show. I just want to keep saying this. Appreciate those that are loyal to you right now. Tell people you love them today. All right? No matter what it is, if they passed away today, you guys, all this bickering and drama, unnecessary shit, you know, just go ahead and squash it, because if they were to pass away, you don't have that chance to go back and say I'm sorry or to squash that beef. So let's go ahead, you know, let's practice love. Let's love everybody, and definitely have a great day, have a great night, and tune in tomorrow for another great show. Thanks for tuning in to Global 14 Radio, LTL for life. Good night.
Yeah. So death.
Forging Radio.